Hey boo, this is your host Ruby Michelle. Welcome to Gym Talk, your safe space for real, raw, and relatable conversations. Hi my gems, I hope you're having a beautiful morning or afternoon or evening, whatever time you're listening to this at. I missed you guys. I always say this, but I miss you guys so much. I feel like that one week actually felt like 5 years. But today I want to talk about external validation versus internal validation, because I do feel like our generation, we focus on external validation a lot. And I have great news for you guys. Well, great news for me, or both of us, I don't know. I decided I'm going to stop editing my episodes. I'm just going to talk because I value authenticity and I value genuine things. So I don't want to be in this project and seek something to be perfect, because like I said in previous episodes, perfect doesn't exist. Like, I'm learning as I'm going. There's a lot of episodes because of the audio. Like, I'm not satisfied with the episode, but it is what it is because I'm learning as I'm going and I'm loving it so much. I've been doing this for 2.5 months now. It's been a beautiful, beautiful journey. And recently I was having a conversation about external validation, because I feel like because of social media, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, everything, all these platforms, you feel praised when you get a lot of likes and such things. And I realize it's been like that in real life ever since I've been little. When your teacher tells you you're doing a good job, it motivates you to actually get an A on your next exam or your next test, whatever. When your parent tells you, oh my gosh, you're doing a great job at home, you're doing a great job at doing your chores, it motivates you. If you feel loved, you feel good because other people are telling you that you're doing something good. But stuff like that can get very, very toxic because we're constantly like trained to live off of other people's comments, that at some point it becomes hard for us to realize that it's unhealthy in our lives. So for example, it becomes unhealthy when you're not able to disagree with someone else's opinion about you. It becomes unhealthy when you're not able to put your foot down about someone else's comment, because you've been trained to accept other people's comments. So if someone's telling you you're doing something bad, then you're gonna think like, maybe I am doing something bad. But it's really not like that, because I've expressed to you guys that we're all people that have different journeys, different backgrounds, different everything. So what seems right to me may not seem right to you. And that's okay. That's really okay. It's not something that we're gonna cry about. We can't cry about it. We should celebrate that. We're all different, and that's so amazing because we all have something different to teach each other. But it becomes very unhealthy when we understand that we're different, but we're trying to force our different mindsets or different ways on other people. It should never be like that. It should never, ever be like that. And ever since I've been little, like, it's been like that. Like I said, I love making my loved ones proud. So I realized recently that I feel better when my loved ones, like, give me compliments. It is my love language. Like, words of affirmations is my love language. But I don't want it to become something unhealthy, especially online with the goals that I have for myself. I don't want to become this social media person and think that the likes that I'm getting and the comments that I'm getting, the praise that I'm getting, is what is validating my work. Because I'm not doing this for the praise. I'm doing this to inspire other people. And there's this girl, Talia. Shout out to Talia. She did a takeover on Fortify, my woman empowerment group that I have with my girls. And she said something like, don't focus on changing the world. It's more important to focus on changing someone's world, like that one person's world. And it's true, because if we seek validation from the whole wide world, oh my gosh, it's going to be so hard. Like, the world is so complicated itself. they always want like, oh no, you should do this, you should do that, you shouldn't do this, you should do that. Like, no, no, no. At some point it becomes very, very complicated and I don't have time to deal with that. So inspiring others and taking the time to actually like make someone else's world a better place, like you portray kindness off of that. You portray like authenticity off of that, because you're not focused on what that person wants from you. You're focusing on what you can offer that person, which is very, very, very important. Very important. And especially us as children, we've all grown up with, yay, oh my gosh, you took your first steps. And then now you want to run now. You know what I mean? Oh my gosh, yay, she knows how to read now. Now you want to read the whole Bible. Like, I don't know, but if you guys know what I mean, I hope you do. But external validation doesn't compete with internal validation. And I realized that, like, I'm like, okay, these likes make me feel good because I feel like the other people think I'm pretty, but is that what's important? Or these likes make me feel good because I feel like other people are noticing my podcast, but is that really important? So when I started thinking of it like that, I'm like, am I doing this for other people or for myself? Yes, I'm doing this to inspire other people. Yes, I'm posting on my personal page to inspire confidence in other women. But at the end of the day, am I happy with what I'm doing because I'm genuinely happy with what I'm doing? Or I'm just waiting for someone to tell me, oh my gosh, you're doing great, you know? And I've been like that a lot. Like, I've been focused on, like, I would do something and I'd be like, oh my gosh, should I do this? Or should I wear this? Oh my gosh, should I wear this? I would deadass put an outfit on and like send a snap to my friends, which is normal. Like, it's okay. Like, sometimes you just don't know what's the vibe for the function or whatever. But at some point, it was so important to me to get my friends' opinions because a lot of my friends are very different from me. And a lot of my friends don't have my style. They don't have my mindset, which is definitely okay. Like, I love having different people around me because it teaches me different things in life. But at some point, when people would be like, why are you wearing this? You wear this too much. Or because I love tight clothing. I love mini skirts. I love mini dresses. I love crop tops, everything. And to other people, that may seem like it's not their style. To other people, it's just not their style. I love colorful hair and shit like that. But to other people, that's not their style. And when I would encounter those type of people around me, they'd be like, oh my gosh, why are you wearing this? Oh my gosh, laughing at me about what I'm wearing and shit like that. So I would feel the need to actually be like, okay, so what should I wear? Should I wear this? Should I buy this? And this and that. And honestly, I'm never going to do that again because why am I waking up in the morning putting pieces of clothing on myself to make someone else happy? That person that has not walked in my shoes for 22 years, you know? It makes no sense. Even if that's my loved one, like, your loved ones should accept you for the way you are. And all that matters in life is actually your internal validation. That's all that matters. If you're happy with yourself, you're gonna see how the world, like, literally colors change. Like, I was just talking about that to my friend. Being a kind person, being yourself, and being happy in life goes a long way, bro. Me and my friend went to get like a pizza and like soda at this restaurant in Montreal. It's called Slice and Soda. It's really good. If you're in Montreal, you need to try it. The owner is so nice. And yeah, so we sat outside to eat and we were just talking, right? And this guy comes and gives us free AirPods and we're like, what? And he's like, yeah, like, here you go. And we were so shocked. And or this other time, me and the girls from Florida Fam, Tainap and CC, we went to Starbucks and literally we were just hyping up the girl on the microphone. Like, we were just like, oh my gosh, you sound so pretty, da da da. And she was so happy with our energy that she gave us our drinks for free. And it's just so amazing to give kindness to other people, to be so happy with yourself that you're happy. I don't know. Whoa. It's amazing to be happy with yourself and actually like radiate the happiness and share the happiness with other people. And other people sharing that back unprovoked, like without no motivation. It's so beautiful because you get to understand that energy is very powerful. When people tell you that you're shining, you're so beautiful, your confidence has been crazy lately, da da da. It's because they feel your energy changing. They really feel like you're becoming something very, very beautiful, or you are something very beautiful. So when you're nice to the world and when you're nice to yourself first, the world will be nice to you back. And you'll see it and you're just like, what? Is this real life? Yes, babe, it's real life. Like, you just have to be kind to yourself because you are your own world. Like, your world starts within you. When someone starts a garden, they plant seeds and then they wait for those seeds to grow. They feed it water and stuff like that, the sun, da 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 da. And then when you see that that seed is so beautiful because you took the time to take care of that seed, you took the time to feed that seed what it needs, instead of like feeding the seed what's been promoted, like, no, you should give this, your seed, this water, this, that. No, as long as that seed's happy with what it is, it needs. Sorry. You are doing good, babes. You're doing good. Don't let anyone tell you like you're not doing good. If you feel like you're doing great, no one else's opinion matters at all, at all, at all, at all. So that's why I dedicate this episode to internal validation. Make sure you're straight with yourself first. Make sure you like what you're doing first before seeking other people's opinions. Like, let's say you create a track, okay? You're singing, rapping, whatever. You're saying some type of spoken word, whatever. And you want to get your friend's opinion. Make sure you really like it first. And your friends can give you feedback and saying like, oh, maybe you should change that word, da 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 da. But make sure you're not seeking their advice for the wrong reasons. You're not seeking their advice to be praised for the wrong reasons. Praise yourself. And I promise you, the world will praise you. Like, it has nothing to do with society's standards. It has nothing to do with your family's standards. I know our families can be crazy, but it has nothing to do with your friends' standards. We're literally all different. Who am I to ask you for advice if you don't know what I'm thinking? You don't know what I'm feeling. You don't know what I love. You don't know what I dislike, like that, you know? So we should really stop seeking external validation. We should really, really stop that. Because I realized once I stop seeking that, and people literally see it when you're insecure. Energy does not lie, fam. Energy does not lie. People see when you're insecure. People see when you're unhappy with yourself, because you can tell when someone's unsure with what they're doing, because it says with their face and everything. Me, I've literally lived it. Like, when I hated taking pictures of myself, people would just be like, yo, you look mad. I would be like, oh my gosh. But now I take pictures. People are telling me to become a model and stuff like that. That, because they see the confidence, like, it's on another level, you know? And I'm really happy about that. But I'm happy about those comments, of course. I'm very, very thankful that people are taking the time to compliment me. I feel like that's very beautiful. But the fact that I woke up in the morning, complimented myself, and told myself how beautiful I was and believed it went a long way. You know what I mean? It all starts within you. It doesn't start with these people. What? Nah. We spend too much time, like, seeking some type of thing from others. It makes no sense. And it's 2021. We're gonna have to wrap it up, babes. We're gonna have to wrap it up and be better for ourselves, because it all starts within you. I don't know how many times I'm gonna have to repeat that. And when I'm talking, I feel like I'm talking to myself, by the way. Like, these are the talks I have with myself on the daily. I don't know. I feel like everyone talks to themselves. It's very normal. Please don't judge, but it is what it is. Like, I have to motivate myself every day because no one else is going to do it for me. Right? Or people may do it for you, but it's like, it's not really the same thing, you know? So I would say the way to practice self-validation is to understand, like, what makes you motivated, like, what gets you motivated, sorry. What are your values? Not, like, your parents' values, not your friends' values, not your boss's values. Like, what are your core values? Like, what do you believe in? And then from that, you start understanding what is going to motivate your actions, what's going to motivate your being. You feel me? So I'm a firm believer in, like, writing things down. Or even talking to yourself, that's the same thing, kind of. If you're telling yourself these things and repeating yourself these positive affirmations, it becomes really easier for you to understand who you want to be. And once you understand that, it becomes easier for you to be happy with who you want to be. And I'm really proud of myself because I told myself, like, nah, there's no more editing, cutting things out, da da da, because I want to have genuine conversations with you guys, and I want to show my genuine self. That's exactly what I said on episode 1, and that's what I'm gonna stand on. So I'm really happy about this episode. Like, I feel like everything went really well. I feel like I spoke what I had to speak about. And the fact that I didn't think about being so perfect and saying the right words, like, really helped me. Like, I don't know how to say it. Like, it really helped me. And I'm really happy about it because I feel good about it. I feel very, very good about it. And I feel like that's, like, one of the first episodes that I felt so great about, which is something that I am very proud of again. So I wish the best for you guys. I really wish that you guys get to come to that realization. And I wish that you guys get to come to those happy moments with yourself, you know, because it's very important to have them. So what helps me, like, have internal validation and like not focus too much on external validation, because whether you like it or not, at some point you're gonna want to hear some compliments. It's always nice to hear compliments, but I focus more on internal validation. And what helps me do that is literally affirmations. Affirmations have helped me so much in life. Like, repeating to yourself, like, I am beautiful, I am safe. Me, just an example, I hate driving in the dark. I hate driving in the dark. Like, I'm scared of the dark. I've recently started sleeping with the lights off. Like, that's how crazy it is. And when I would drive in the dark, or when I would drive in, like, rainstorms and stuff like that, at some point I couldn't do it. Like, I would always make the other person drive for me, or I would stop the car and wait till everything gets better. But now, obviously, like, I have places to go, can't be doing that no more. So I decided to repeat affirmations. Like, I remember I was driving and there was a rainstorm and I was very scared, but I was like, I am safe, I am protected, I am safe and protected. And as I was repeating that to myself, literally I felt safe and protected. It was beautiful. So I hope you guys get to have those moments, because those type of moments have helped me love life so much more. Like, I'm having so much fun. And I hope you guys can have fun too, because you deserve it. You really do deserve it. And I hope this episode helped you. So I'm gone now, but I have a little surprise for you in the next upcoming days. So stay tuned, babes. I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. I hope you have a great, 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 great week. You deserve it. Take some time for yourself. Take some time to compliment yourself. Like, seriously compliment yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror and, like, repeat all the qualities that you have. And I hope that's going to help you find internal validation rather than external validation. Bye, my love. Thank you again for listening. If you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to subscribe and let your people know that they don't want to miss this.